This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Yesterday, the Senate Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee hosted a hearing to discuss the challenges facing rural small businesses and the federal support they have received, specifically through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Small Business Administration. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who is the ranking member of the committee, helped lead the hearing, which included testimonies from both Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Grant Menke and First Community Bank President and CEO Verlin Gus Barker. In her opening remarks, Ernst said many rural small business owners in Iowa feel left behind by the current administration.
Prices are up over 20% since President Biden and Vice President Harris took office. Inflation, caused by the Democrats' Orwellian-named Inflation Reduction Act and America Rescue Plan, is out of control. As if that wasn't enough, the Biden-Harris administration has hit small businesses with more than $1.6 trillion in regulatory costs.
Ernst said the storms that tore through the state this year highlighted why those business owners feel that way.
When my state was hit with natural disasters earlier this year, it became evident to me why they thought so. I was on the ground after each of these disasters and heard firsthand from Iowans about the difficulties they had in navigating recovery efforts. I heard from folks whose insurance couldn't cover the full repair or replacement of homes, businesses, or equipment because reckless Washington spending has made everything more expensive. Even though they did the right thing and put money away in case of emergency, hyperinflation meant it just wasn't enough.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.